Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully everybody is healthy and rested. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes.
And you know what is just so cool is the word of the day. Normally, I don't right in there with that, but what we have for the word of the day is reflective of quite a few of the news stories that we're going to cover today in the truth in the news, which reflects how justice is either not being handled correctly, or it's just flat out being ignored by the people that are in charge and who are elected to be positions of authority in the law. And so the word of the day is so perfect. Maybe we should just jump right in. What do you think?
I don't even know what it is. So sure, yeah. I'm excited. You're excited, so it's contagious.
Okay. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Psalm 101, the whole thing, all 8 verses.
Okay.
Which reads under the title, "Promised Faithfulness to the Lord." I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. And that's it.
Wow.
Now, there's so many just phenomenal and beautiful things about that, you know, I'm quick to point that out when I see that in a good leader, right?
Yeah.
That anybody that's a good leader that comes into a new setting, or they're a new leader and they're walking into a bunch of evil, wicked corruption.
Right.
A good leader will just be a massive headhunter until all of the evildoers and the corruption is gone from everything that he's working around. He gets rid of them first thing. That is the first order of business when working with corrupt people. And just like it says there in verse 8, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord, because he says, early I will destroy all the wicked of the land. Like, first thing when he gets there, that's the first thing on his schedule.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so what's interesting in the Bible notes is that it says here that verses 1 through 8, this is considered an oath of office, is what some consider an appropriate summary for this Psalm of David, for it deals with the way an official should behave.
Oh, yeah.
I was so stoked reading that because, you know, here we are talking about the whole reason we're in this mess is because Congress failed to investigate foreign interference into the 2020 election.
That's true. Well, that's true. Yep.
They did not uphold their oaths of office. They took a vote to go against the law.
Right.
And they all voted in favor of doing an illegal action.
Yep.
Which was not to investigate the election fraud. And so here we are today, even still today, feeling the repercussions of that.
Yeah, there were, and it's not like we didn't know. It's more like 100 congressmen brought their concerns with probable cause to show there was election interference from foreign governments.
That's right.
And it was voted on, and they chose not to investigate it. Right. They are obligated to investigate it when there is reasonable suspicion or probable cause to show there was foreign interference with a election. And they chose not to. They chose
to break the law.
To break the law.
Yep.
Wow.
Right. And so I don't think we've actually mentioned that the third try at petitioning the Supreme Court with the Brunson brothers, it was not taken up.
Right.
And they said that they really didn't expect that to be successful because that's never happened in history. Mm-hmm. And so, but it still stands that just because the Supreme Court didn't have the courage to uphold that and follow through with it and correct that huge congressional wrong, they should have. And we've got a clip here from Trump where he is describing that very thing.
Yeah.
And so we'll share that after the break.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, you know, this is quite a statement from the Lord. Now, he's talking about, you know, when he's ruling, as I understand it, how he's going to rule from Jerusalem, you know, with
right.
King David. And, you know, but it's such a great model now. And this is one of the things that, you know, we had brought up with Trump. Not, he said, I'm going to drain the swamp the first time that he got in there. And I think that he did not fully know how many snakes were in his own cabinet, you know. And so, like what he said since then, when he gets back in, he's going head hunting. Now he knows who the players are. He knows who the good and the bad are.
Right.
And the ones that are bad, that are posing as good, the rhinos, he's not going in there naive the next time around, you know. And this,
well, and he mentioned that he, of course, we were talking about him doing his very first 2024 campaign rally and kicking it all off in Waco, Texas,
yeah,
on this past Saturday. And he mentioned that very thing, that he's no longer even holding back and just saying socialists. He said, no, that train left the station quite a long time ago.
Yep.
Now it's just flat out communists.
Yep.
And so I'm glad that he's finally, caught up with that as well.
Exactly. And the type of communists that they are.
Right.
I just watched this documentary. What was it? I believe it was Friday, on the Russian Revolution or the Bolshevik Revolution, where Lenin took power. And, you know, we oftentimes talk about, you know, how evil Stalin was, and he certainly was. But what was interesting was their exposure of Lenin and how he conducted business. It's like the deep state today in Washington, D.C.
Right.
The same exact tactics. These people are, they're Leninist communists.
Right.
They're beyond Marx. I mean, this is, their tactics are brutal.
Violence.
Yeah, yep. Violence. It is prosecuting people, disappearing people, and the brutality of going against any political opposition.
Right.
Is very Leninist, what the deep state in D.C. are doing right now.
Right. In fact, that was his whole backbone was violence. And he thought that nothing, no change could ever happen without severe violence.
Right. And the more ruthless, the better, the more effective. And also the narratives that they use. Just this last week, where we saw the Republicans pass this parental rights bill.
Right.
To watch the Leninist communists flip out and say, this is just egregious. This is an attack on children. This is placing children in harm's way. And it was just absolutely a mind bender to watch their reaction to giving parents rights over what their children are exposed to as far as curriculum. And these people, just pure demonic to watch them spin out.
Yep.
Chuck Schumer and all of the rest of them, it's just such a stark contrast now what we're up against. It's not subtle any longer. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, I'm hopeful that Trump will win in 2024. You know, we don't have a whole lot of faith in our election system now. That has not been fixed. You know, it's been patched in a couple places here and there.
Right, but we still have electronic voting machines that are
exactly
responsible for the fraud.
Yeah, so there's a lot that hasn't been fixed. But really, we're at the point now, I think we're past the point of no return. We're at the point now where Christ coming back and ruling is the only thing that's going to set everything like we would like to see it. It's just not going to happen in our lifetimes now. I think we're talking about that train has left the station. You know, I think that we have lunged so far, so fast into the state that things were described as they would be, like the days of Noah and the days of Lot, with the violence, with the sexual perversion and the aggressive militant nature of it. You know, and that the whole world is in on it. World Economic Forum leaders and people that have positions of power. So
right. Well, and it's just like the first verse of Psalm 101 says, I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. And we know the Lord's heart. The Lord's heart is full of mercy. That's one of his greatest attributes. And the fact that he's just.
Yes.
He is just. And this is exactly what we're talking about here today, with justice failing in this nation.
Right.
Because of the evil people that have usurped their positions fraudulently, you know, and like this DA, this Manhattan DA who has no case, it's a laughing stock now. I mean, it's so pathetic. It's a laughing stock because he neither has a misdemeanor nor a felony.
Right.
He has nothing to even charge Trump with. He just got paid $1 million. That's all.
Yes.
And he wants to make a big to-do about it and take, you know, divert all of this attention away from the horror happening with the Biden family and the CCP. And so justice is not even close to happening with any of that whole regard. And what's interesting is on the other side of the world, in a parallel, in Israel here, I've got this little clip here that shows that there are massive protests in Israel after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister who opposed the judicial overhaul.
Right.
So fantastic for Netanyahu. I mean, fantastic.
Yes.
That's exactly what needs to happen. And God had to just love it when he did that. He whipped right out there and decided, you know what? Judicial overhaul has to happen.
Yep.
This is the first head to roll. And just like, you know, I mean, he just got into office again.
Yes.
And so just like verse 8 again, early, I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off the evildoers from the city of the Lord.
Yep.
Can it get any closer than what Netanyahu just did?
Oh, yeah. And you got the globalists and the leftists all taken to the streets and all protesting and threatening to burn it all down. They got their version of Antifa over there too.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but yeah, you got to stand against it and do the right thing. So,
well, and then meanwhile, in Paris, there's thousands of anti-war protesters taking to the streets of Paris right now to challenge Biden's proxy war in Ukraine. And they're chanting, Biden, we don't want your war.
Yep.
So how fantastic is that? Because Americans won't do it.
Yeah, Macron is losing it over there. He is losing control really quick. That and the fact that he just did this, trying to raise the their retirement age, cutting off their whatever it is that. So I mean, he just did a double whammy over there, and the people are just
They're not having it.
Oh man,
they're out there by the hundreds of thousands. I mean, as far as the eye can see, it's a flood of people.
Yeah, so a lot of instability in the world today, and there's one place to go.
That's right.
The rock, the solid rock. Cling to the rock.
That's right.
Yeah, the truth of the Lord, the gospel, and Christ who is on his way back.
That's right. If you're looking for justice, that's where you find it.
Yep, that's where it's going to come from. All right, well, one more time. That's Psalm
Okay, so that's Psalm all of Psalm 101, verses 1 through 8.
There we go. We'll go ahead and read that.
And, yep. And one last time, they call Psalm 101 an oath of office is what some consider an appropriate summary for this Psalm of David, for it deals with the way an official should behave.
Outstanding. Take a note there, officials.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready, the return of our King, which is coming very soon. Check that out at JesusAppears.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we will be back. Segment 2 coming right up.
Our freedom stems from the fact that America is a republic, founded on a constitution, and dedicated to the principle of democracy and the worth of the individual. The people rule. Another primary reason for the development of citizenship responsibility is that we are living in an era marked by the growth of socialism. To a substantial degree, in one form or another, socialism has spread the shadow of human regimentation over most of the nations of the earth. And the shadow is encroaching upon our own liberty.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Spokane, Washington. We're in the heart of the American Redoubt, Patriot-held territory, which scares the daylights out of the communists, but that's all right. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where
yes,
the truth of God is black and white. Now,
that's right.
We've got a couple fantastic clips here. As you know, as we were saying, Trump held his first campaign rally to kick off his campaign,
yes,
in Waco, Texas on Saturday. And so I've got a clip here from that we'll just have you listen to now, especially since we're talking about justice from the Lord and,
yes,
oaths of office and all of that. So
tens of thousands of people there.
That's right.
Just as far as you could see.
Just
it was
packed.
Just incredible.
And you know what? What was super cool was that as he flew over in his jet, Trump Force One,
right,
they were playing the Top Gun song.
Oh,
the,
yes,
the Maverick Top,
right,
Gun song.
Yeah.
So he's flying over, they're playing that. And then when he gets there, the very first thing he opens with is the J6 Prisoner song,
yes,
while he's reading the
He's doing the national anthem.
Yeah.
And they kind of, and by the way, that first album that came out, $99, that fundraiser, it's gone, sold out.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So now they've got like three more that they just released.
Well, and as he is saying that, It's number one on every chart, even beat Taylor Swift.
Yes.
How cool is that? Which really shows people's very much vested interest there with their hearts in those
That's
poor,
right,
people that are being totally just trashed on,
yes,
in this prison, and their rights are being denied. Their constitutional rights are being denied. So, yeah,
right,
it's fantastic that it means that much to everybody. I think we should storm the Bastille and let them all loose, to tell you the truth. But,
yeah, no kidding.
You know, well, what can you do?
Right. But, oh, this audio clip. Yeah, this is...
Yes, the audio clip from Trump.
Right.
Getting all carried away. Okay, here, listen now.
But the Supreme Court is afraid, just like Republicans are afraid, to do something about what has happened.
and they have to fight. The Supreme Court didn't have the courage to right the wrong of the 2020 election. They knew what was going on.
Yeah, that's a really important clip because they could have fixed it. Now, Congress chose not to vote, not to hold off the certification for 10 days while they investigated foreign interference. They refused to. There's so much evidence. The Supreme Court knew things were not right. They refused they fell down on the job, and the whole world knows it.
That's right.
That's why this J6 choir audio is number one on the charts.
Right.
On all of these platforms, because the people know. The people know better.
Yep.
You know, and
that we stand with them, and it's sick that we can't just basically all walk in there and open the doors and say, you know what, even if you guys did anything wrong, what they're doing isn't okay.
Well, they're not presumed innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
There's, you know, a lot of them are being denied trial. They're being denied treatment. It's cruel and unusual punishment. And
their constitutional Fifth Amendment has just been totally ignored.
Absolutely. All the way. But we know that they're political prisoners. We know that the deep state said, we have to make an example of these people and we have to crush them.
That's right.
And that's exactly what they're doing. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional. It's unlawful all the way around. Continue to lift them up in your prayers.
Yep, absolutely.
So.
Well, and we've also got another, you know, kind of a continuation on because more or less what happened with the Manhattan DA pretty much came to a halt. And I don't really expect that we'll be seeing much more from them at all this week, even though they've made such a big to-do. But basically, there's no crime.
Right.
There's no crime. His attorney, Michael Cohen, even described was that he paid off Stormy Daniels and Trump had nothing to do with it and never reimbursed him. There was no crime. Trump and his campaign had absolutely nothing to do with anything.
Right.
And that was Michael Cohen's attorney coming out and saying that in a signed statement. And so there is no case. There's no case. But the fact that now he has opened his own can of worms, this DA in Manhattan, now he's in trouble.
He could be disbarred from this.
That's right.
And possibly even prosecuted himself.
Yes, because Congress is saying, you need to report to us before you take one more step.
Right.
And his flippant, haughty remarks.
I don't need anybody's permission, type of attitude.
And so listen here to what Congressman James Comer has to say about his attitude.
He just wrote a new letter to Manhattan DA Bragg defending your decision to investigate his office, saying that you're considering taking legislative action to prevent presidents from, quote, politically motivated prosecutions. As of right now, of course, Trump has not been charged with anything. What do you say to Bragg, who says you're trying to stop a charge from happening even before you know of any evidence?
Well, what the DA is trying to say is what you just quoted. He said, stay out of local investigations. The problem with that is this is not a local investigation. This is a federal investigation. He's investigating a presidential candidate, not to mention former president of the United States, for a federal election crime. That has no business being litigated in a local district attorney's office. And when he says he's not going to cooperate with Congress, unfortunately for Mr. Bragg, he doesn't have the luxury of determining whether or not he can comply with congressional requests because he crossed over two levels of government from the local level to the federal level to try to prosecute something that clearly, if there was a reason for prosecution, it should be done by the Department of Justice on the federal level.
Well, he's investigating, as I understand it, potential violations of state crimes.
Even at that, look, let's just be honest here. I mean, this is about politics. This is a presidential candidate. When you look at what we believe the role of the Manhattan DA should be, is to fight crime. I mean, that's one of the biggest issues in New York. We saw that in the midterm elections last November. Voters overwhelmingly rejected many Democrat candidates because of the crime issue. We have, you know, a crime crisis in many of our cities. We're trying to do something about that in the House of Representatives. And one of the reasons we believe we have high crime rates in certain parts of America is because we have prosecutors that are soft on crime. And we believe that our tax dollars, and that's where I come in with the House Oversight Committee, we believe tax dollars would be better spent prosecuting local criminals. That's what a DA is supposed to do.
Yeah, that's an interesting exchange. And so the listeners, they know this is a guy from CNN.
Yes.
That's interviewing this.
Representative James Comer.
James Comer, right. Yep. But what spin? Trump has committed crimes. He needs to be investigated. He needs to be tried. And then now they realize that this DA is in trouble. He's acting way outside his jurisdiction.
Yep.
He's trying to, from the local level, prosecute a federal crime.
Right.
And so now it's blowing up in his face. So watch the left, slipstream legacy media, try to do damage control by saying, no charges have even been brought forward. You guys are fighting against these charges, and there aren't even any charges. They're not even charged. They haven't even charged him with anything, you know, as if they're overreacting.
Right, as if we all made it up.
Right. So I think they're kind of stunned by this this lashback from the Republicans.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, they're coming in guns blazing, and now they realize they really messed up. And so the slipstream is going, they're not even charged with anything. They haven't even charged him.
Yeah, Trump's the one that said that he was going to get arrested. Nobody else did. Hillary and Chelsea and Nancy and Paul all showed up that morning hoping to be able to have front row seats to watch him get arrested.
Exactly.
That shows that they really have no concept of what the law is about.
The smartest strategic move Trump could have made as soon as he found out that they were going to bring charges against him was to go public with it and announce it. It blew all the wind right out of their sails.
Yep, exactly. And he even said, District Attorney Bragg is a danger to our country and should be removed immediately, along with radical lunatic bomb thrower Jack Smith, who is harassing and intimidating innocent people at levels not seen before. Get Trump, Letitia James, the worst attorney general in the United States, and Atlanta DA Fannie Willis, who is trying to make perfect phone calls into a plot to destroy America, but reigns over the most violent crime scene in America and does nothing about it.
Absolutely. Boom. Love it. All right, guys, you have a blessed and a safe day out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.